WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 3 weeks into the government shutdown, Republican senators head to the White House today for a group lunch with President Trump. Their meeting coming as the effects of the shutdown continue being felt.
Officials are warning time is running out for critical programs. SNAP, often called food assistance, which serves more than 40 million Americans, is set to dry up in most states by the end of this month.
ABC's Jay O'Brien, another deadline, November 1st. Open enrollment for those on Obamacare begins without government subsidies to help pay the premiums. Democrats are insisting on that for a reopening of the government. An appeals court has overturned a temporary restraining order, meaning the Trump administration can send National Guard troops to Portland. However, a second ruling prohibits that from happening. Vice President J.D. Vance has arrived in Israel trying to shore up the fragile Gaza ceasefire. Japan's parliament has elected the country's first woman prime minister, ultra-conservative Senai Takaichi. This is ABC News.
Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Another UW branch campus is closing. UW-Platteville Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich announced they would be shutting down the Baraboo Sauk County campus. She says there's a dedicated transition team to switch students to UW-Platteville. When it comes to staff and faculty, the university will create individual plans for each of them. The Baraboo Sauk County campus first opened in 1968. It's small. This year, there are 178 enrolled students. The average class size is 14. The campus will close after next semester wraps up in May, and then the actual facilities will be returned to Sauk County. Now, this is part of a larger trend. In 2018, the UW colleges system shut down, and all of these smaller two-year campuses were put under control of the four-year universities. Over the last couple years, more than half of the system's branch campuses have either closed or made huge changes to their operations, like switching online. When these campuses close, it's then up to the local governments to figure out what to do with the physical buildings. In Fond du Lac, they turned the old campus into an event venue. The Richland campus was sold and has become a Christian school. Meanwhile, a local dollar store has closed. The Dollar Tree on the west side near Woodman's has shut its doors for good. For a while, it had odd hours and was only open a couple days a week. There are five other Dollar Trees across Madison. And right nearby, a storefront that's been empty for years will soon open as a bank. The Jared Jewelers, right across the street from the Westtown Mall, closed in 2023. Data shows when it comes to jewelry, revenues have risen, but the number of units sold has dropped. The building is becoming a Bank of America. The chain has locations in 39 states. This will be their very first in Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the Steelers this week on Sunday night. Matt LaFleur asked about running back Josh Jacobs demanding to get back in the game against the Cardinals Sunday despite a strained calf muscle.
Yeah, he's a grown man. There's no doubt about it. What he says is always backed up by his actions, and I think that's number one on top of the list of what you need to be in order to be a great leader.
Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 4-3. To advance to the World Series, Game 1 will be Friday night in Toronto against the Dodgers. Doc Rivers was asked if he still goes golfing with his friend, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We plan on golf a lot. We never actually get to do it much. But the Brewers, they had an amazing year. And if you're going to lose, you lose to the most historic game in Major League history, and that's how they lost.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, blustery and colder today, with scattered showers developing in the afternoon, maybe even a rumble of thunder. Highs near 50, it'll feel more like the 40s though. For tonight, a few showers still around in the evening, breezy with lows near 40. Currently, it's 44.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel and I dig into Donald Trump's promise to sick the IRS on his enemies. I thought that was illegal. We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Isthmus. It's not a lisp. It's where we live. WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
It wasn't a hate America rally at all. I look forward to Republicans apologizing sincerely for implying that these Americans were, what's the word I'm looking for? Deplorable.
This to me is a colossal waste of time. And it's like a Comic-Con. They have costumes and hashtags.
They're silly protesting, and they don't know how dumb they look.
Absurdist costumes. They look silly. They certainly don't look serious.
That's exactly. Thank you for playing Missing the Point entirely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jon Stewart. Hey, look who's here. Good girl. You get a bee squeeze.
Jody on the show. That's what we're waiting for.
Yeah.
They commuted together.
I'm going to talk with Stan.
No?
Take your wife to work, Dan.
Nothing really grows with Jody on the show.
Yeah. Has your husband told you that I've made him head of the Problem Solvers Caucus? He's basically rent-a-husband. I'm like, does this thing, do you know how to, this doesn't work. Do you know what to, could you just.
He's your new Sean.
Yeah, I do the, like, the big blinky eyes. Well, because Chris doesn't give up about anything. But he, I'm like, blinky eyes. Can you please, sir, can you help me? I don't know how to unscrew the doorbell camera.
She doesn't know how to unscrew a light bulb.
No, I don't. Really? All right.
How did she live till her 40s?
I have no idea.
Chris
literally
has,
no
Chris
idea.
Chris has never been sure how I've survived to adulthood.
Seriously.
Yeah, whenever someone's asked me to fix something, I'm like, I'm not that kind of lesbian. I don't know where the tools are and what they do. Jody.
Yes, ma'am.
You went to No Kings with Angela V. Sheldon and then my ex Angela.
She met us when we were, I went with my friend Emily, my friend Lars, my friend Sean, and then Angela and Dan. And when it was almost over, we walked over to Mexicali.
Yeah.
And that's when I got a text from Angela going, Stephanie said you're here. Where are you? I'm like, we're at Mexicali. I'm like,
there's only
11
billion. I just figured she'd see you somewhere.
Oh, no. Yeah. I barely ran into my neighbors that I knew were coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Seth, the Home of Hope, was across the street
in
the shade
because
he was smart.
Yeah.
We were in the
front. Yeah. I got a little melty, and I wasn't even in an inflatable costume. But it was fantastic. I went to Hollywood with, John and Kristen.
Nice.
Of John and Kristen.
Yeah.
And Karen of Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Doug and Penny of Doug and Penny down the street. Yeah.
I know Doug and Penny.
I know you
and
do.
And John and Chris. And
I know.
And Karen. All of them.
It was fantastic. Oh, my God. I asked for a little of the No Kings song, but nobody listens to Mommy except for Blondie. But I love the, oh, my God, Kings, No Kings 2.0, if you can go to YouTube. It is so fantastic. It's just scenes from all over the country, but, you know, with great music. And it re-inspires you. I mean, I've been watching a ton of... Just
Jean Smart
TikTok.
Apparently was at my protest.
Yeah.
I didn't see her there.
Aye.
But she was there apparently.
I would have died. Oh, my God.
Anyway, but it's just, you know, it's just inspire. It re-inspires you to see all these scenes from all over the, you know, they have from almost every city, TikTok videos, and, you know, just, it's amazing. And Trump going, oh, it's very small and ineffective, which is what Stormy Daniels said. See, I went with a different D joke today than I did yesterday about him saying small and ineffective. Okay, so did anyone else have the same emotional reaction I did to him literally taking a wrecking ball to our house?
I did.
To the people's house.
And he doesn't have the right to do it.
Of course he doesn't. That's the thing with everything he does, Joey. Everyone's like, can he do that? No. But there's nobody stopping him.
Right.
I mean, it's insane.
That's the story of his presidency.
Yeah,
nobody stops him.
He needs congressional approval. You need to. There's obviously it's a historical building.
It's vandalism to the highest degree.
Everybody's posting about like what you have to go through if you're. By the way, it's a rental. It's our
rental,
house.
Exactly.
But I mean, what the hoops you have to go through. And by the way, of course he lied. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not going to affect the existing structure. And there
Boom.
It is.
At this point, I'm surprised when he doesn't lie.
Yeah.
True.
I wasn't surprised at all that
this
happened.
Of course it destroys. And yeah. then of course, he lied like that he was going to pay for it initially, which all the maggots repeated. Right? And of course not. It's all, you know, companies and people that want stuff from the government that are going to buy him off again, right? Mm-hmm. Just like the inauguration or whatever else. But it's, it's so funny. People, our friends like JoJo from Jurors, people that have been there. Chris and I have been there.
I've been there.
Just, mm-hmm. You just can't believe it. It's the entrance we all went in. It's the visitor's entrance. It's the... And
we went in the west entrance. This happened on
this
the east.
This is the east side. Yeah.
But isn't this his wife's office space?
Yeah. The east wing has had to clear out. So yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's never there anyway.
Doesn't the vice president have an office there too?
No, the vice president's in the old executive office building next door.
Oh, okay.
That was one of my favorite signs. We're all the couch now. It was just fantastic signs. Get it? Because we're. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, here's the headline. Treasury tells employees not to share photos of White House ballroom construction. Yeah, because
why?
Treasury's right across the street. They have a good view of, you know, all of this destruction.
Like they could do this with no one
noticing?
Like none of us have access to cameras.
Right, right.
I mean,
That's why, you know, Treasury told their employees not to take pictures of it.
Yeah, but these are exactly the photos that, of course, they knew how people were going to react to this.
Of course.
Oh, it's just such a monstrosity, like everything else he does, you know? And you're like, during a government shutdown.
On top of it all, yeah.
You know, our health care is going to soar. They're going to cut SNAP benefits. Like, they've cut pediatric cancer research. It's so let him eat cake, right? This stupid ballroom that everybody's wanted it. No.
No.
No one's ever said we need to get a ballroom. He wants it because he wants it to look exactly like By the way, his dumb bitch, what's her name, lawyer, Sports Illustrated model lawyer, Lindsay Halligan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dear God.
Mm.
I think we need to take comfort in the fact that they are so stupid and incompetent, all of them. Otherwise, they'd be better at this.
They would, yes.
So she texted with a reporter
about
Letitia James's case. Mm-hmm. I would assume Letitia James has cause, like, today to get the case dropped.
Yeah.
She talked about all
grand jury
ongoing
stuff,
information, ongoing investigation. She's texting with her, and then tried, like, I don't know how many texts later to go, oh no, it's off the record. It's
no,
like,
you have to say that initially,
right?
Otherwise, it's on the record.
Reporter's like, yeah, that's not how this works. Yeah. Hi, good morning, Bella. Are you okay? I'm getting a Gen Z stare. Is it something I said?
Oh, no, I'm, it's my time of the month. I'm going through it right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I remember that. I just lost mine.
Do you need
mine.
A heating pad?
No, I have one with
me,
actually.
Do you have
your otter? I had to get a heavy duty one. The otter wasn't doing it.
No.
Poor baby.
Bella has a heating pad shaped like an otter.
Yes.
And we have,
people love
have
the
never
otter.
Survived the cuteness of that moment on this show.
People love
Maybe he'll come back. Maybe.
It better, maybe. Because it's now a character on the show.
I know.
It's our inflatable frog.
We'll staple him to the wall.
Yeah.
For morale.
Poor baby. Yeah. Aw, I remember Aunt Flo.
I remember cramps.
I just lost mine, like, last week. Because
you're only in your 40s now.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not in your 50s, that's for sure.
I have leftover tampons and stuff. Do you want them? Because...
just in case. You never know.
Always have them available.
We'll let Carlos describe everything that's going on down there tomorrow.
Like I would know.
He has a whole thing. Jack Palance is in there, stuck in there somewhere.
Doing a one-armed push-up?
Yeah. Well, it's roomy, but it's dry. It's like Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, good for Arizona State. They said F you to
no,
Trump.
No,
no,
they didn't.
Oh, wait. Oh, University there. Oh.
There are rivals.
Sorry.
Well,
Sun Devils.
University of Arizona was on the list. Arizona State University was not. And so,
yeah.
But they said F you to Trump.
Hmm. Okay.
It was Vanderbilt and Texas. They're the ones who said yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Hmm. Of course.
Hmm.
But there were only 9 people on the list that Trump sent out originally, mm-hmm. and University of Arizona just happened to be on that list.
Okay. Is Anderson Cooper related to the Vanderbilt University?
That is the same family, yes.
I'm so old.
A thing or two to say about that.
When USC gave the middle finger, I'm so old that Bella had to tell me what this thing means when you do. I'm like, oh, victory. It's a V. Oh, I didn't even know what that was, the two fingers.
Why not? It's kind of
It's
famous.
1,000 years ago. I don't remember.
No, Winston Churchill. Hi, victory.
All right, makes sense. Okay. How about those Sun Devils? Okay.
I don't think they've made a decision yet. I'm sure they're going to fold like a cheap suit. I mean,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. That's right. That's the punchline is right in the beginning of the sentence. Lindsay Halligan. Who is hot?
She's pretty.
She sent Lawfare senior editor Anna Bauer dozens of text messages to complain about her reporting and then attempted to claim after the fact that the conversation was off the record. Nice try. She published the screenshots of their texts, as any good reporter would do.
Yes.
She said it is highly unusual for a U.S. attorney to do this during an ongoing prosecution, particularly in a high-profile case in which her conduct is already the subject of immense scrutiny. So this is the Letitia James case. But the other thing that's hilarious is she said it was a few of Bauer's tweets sharing screenshots of a New York Times article with factual inconsistencies in the indictment that drew... So then she said, well, you know, what's inaccurate? I mean, like a good reporter, she's like, well, tell me.
What have I done wrong?
No. But she, you know, she was, because they never do. They just whine.
No.
They just text to whine and go, unfair, witch hunt, hoax. She said she approached me. Mm-hmm. She knew I was a journalist. She invited my questions. She even encouraged me to stop chasing other reporters' stories and focus on my own. It turns out she gave me a great one. Mm-hmm. I mean... What a bunch of doofuses.
Yeah.
All of them.
They're idiots.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, I have a guest quote for you, Chris.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Good luck.
Who said, I looked at the people. They're not representative of this country. Looks like it was paid by Soros and other left-wing lunatics. It was very small and ineffective.
Jabberjaw.
No.
Close, though.
Should I do another small joke or no? I guess I've milked that one. Debbie Trump about which I think they are on record now as the largest protest
in this country ever.
Ever. Yeah. I mean, I think they may have even revised upward a little bit from 7 million.
I think it was undercounted because I didn't sign up for it. Everybody I went with, nobody signed up.
I didn't
either. That's at least 6 people right there. So you can, you know, extrapolate out from there. So 7 million people signed up, therefore...
Yeah, Amanda said, it's official, No Kings was the biggest U to any president in history. I think that's why Baby was a little triggered and did the poop plane and stuff, because maybe,
such a child.
Oh, God, I know.
He's such a child.
It's not just the cruelty, it's the endless immaturity. And you, as Carol Burnett's daughter, would appreciate just the horrible, horrible attempts at comedy that are not even vaguely in the area of funny.
No, it wasn't funny. It was stupid.
Comedy punches up.
You know where your mother jokes would work here. Go ahead, say something, Jody.
Something?
Cause your mom. Okay, because that works, because her mom's Carol Burnett. So it's right away, it's funny. Yeah, all right. They don't get your mama jokes either. Like, who will put the meeting in Budapest? Your mom! It's like,
was
huh?
It, was that comedian George Wallace that, like, originated your mama jokes?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe? I don't know. Let me double check that.
Oh, God, so many good points on the socials. Elaine says, somebody just reminded me the people on Flight 93 who famously cried out, let's roll, knowing they were going to die protecting the White House. This is what Trump has done to it, a metaphor for what he's done to the country. That's what it is. It's just, that's going to be the picture of this time in our country. It's just, oh, my God. Just complete travesty.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, ay, ay. By the way, did... Caroline,
Caroline,
love it. Yes, did she? President Obama yesterday, because I'm pretty sure that's what she said. Something, something, election interference 2016, Tulsi Gabbard, explosive new blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wow. Okay.
Huh?
They're coming for Obama now?
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Did you hear, any of that?
I didn't hear any of that.
Not,
no.
Oh, I'll go find it. It's fantastic. Wow. Something really, really bad must be in those Epstein files.
No kidding.
Because this is the biggest, holy, look over there, week in history, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, by the way, another scumbag news. Prince Andrew asked police in 2011 to dig up personal information about Virginia Giuffre, the woman who accused him of sexually abusing her as a teenager. You've said it before,
surprising.
Jody. All these guys need to go to jail.
Yeah.
Forget getting deduked. I don't even know what that is.
Deduked.
What a duke is.
He's no longer
is Marmaduke
a
duke technically or no?
No. Duke. It would be Duke Marma.
Duke of Marma.
Yeah.
No, he was just Marmaduke.
He was just Marmaduke.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you. The Stephanie Miller Show appreciates the correction.
And I just learned over the weekend that Jeffrey Epstein helped out Sarah Ferguson when she got divorced from Prince Andrew with money to help get her life started again.
Well, and then she disparaged him, and then he threatened her.
So, there's all of that, too. I forgot that Sarah Ferguson was married to Prince Andrew.
Well, no. I remember that scandal.
Yeah, Fergie, toes. What was the toe things? Toe sucking? There was toe sucking involved.
Toe sucking. Yeah, yeah.
Not as bad as Prince Charles, who wanted to be Camilla's tampon. Speaking of, you know, magic people circle back to your time of the month.
Yeah.
Isn't he, though?
Ew. Most men don't. I remember that, at least. Most men don't want to go anywhere near there.
No.
Jack doesn't want to swim in the Red Sea,
no,
does he? Oh,
no.
My God.
Well,
what is up? Prince Charles is a freak.
Yeah, that's gross.
He was saying that to her as, like, courtship. But
what woman would be like, great. Yes.
Well, he's not a human being. He's a royal. So he probably... doesn't know how to court women.
Inbreeding.
You know?
Inbreeding and such. He's never had to date anyone that wasn't his cousin, so yeah. Okay. All right. We have Rachel Bitticoffer and Charlie Pierce all in the big shoe, along with the little red-haired girl, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. She's here from the Politics Bar, right, Lonnie?
The Politics Bar.
Thank you. This portion of the show... I just screwed him up on cameras. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth PJs and Blankies. Oh, soft. So breathable. Oh, God. Don't you feel like you just can't breathe anymore in this administration? Just... The bamboo stretch knit pajamas. Oh, my goodness. They're insanely soft, stretchy, lightweight, and so eleganza, really. Mm. It's my party uniform, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
So all my friends are pretty much family, so I'm just like, you know. Hi. If you come after a certain, you know, what's a late hour for us, Jody? You know, 2:01 in the afternoon, 2:00.
Yeah.
I'm already in my pajamas.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The bubble cuddle blanket, they've stopped expecting clothes because you can't go back once you put these on. And the bubble cuddle blanket is their brand new, oh, my God, it's so plush. It's textured faux fur. Not just stunning, it is nap-inducing. It lures you into their sleepy web. No. Okay, listen, and they back everything. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on blankies, lifetime guarantee on apparel. Go now to cozier.com. Use the code Stephanie at checkout for 40% off. If you get that post-purchase survey, don't forget to say you heard about Cozy Earth from the Stephanie Miller Show.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everybody, it's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zipa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway, basically.
Opens up your airway, keeps the tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zipa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends, or they're fighting for their lives with it? They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there behind it and get cures.
Yep. And it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zipa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zipa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zipa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society thrift stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
Stephanie Miller.
Do you remember when it first died, September? Love was changing the mind, September, while chasing the clouds away.
Yeah.
It I is miss the... Allie.
Huh?
Allie Willis.
Oh, I miss her. I miss so many people. Why am I so old?
You're only 44.
Jody Hamilton is here from the, I'm sorry, Lonnie, what is it called again, her podcast? I forget.
The Politics Bar.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's her. It's what's on her shirt? The what now?
The Politics Bar.
Okay, thank you, Lonnie.
It's a thing. Oh,
on top of being so beautiful, it's just a wonderful voice as well. It's magical.
Sherry Jacobus did it too.
Literally, like the end. Oh,
the Politics Bar.
The Politics Bar. We have a nation of Lonnie Paul impersonators
exactly,
now.
Exactly.
Because Jody Hamilton is, in fact, from the
Politics Bar.
See, it's fun to do. Okay. Pete in Wisconsin. Hi, Pete.
Hey, morning, folks.
Morning.
I just wanted to add my 2 cents on the nonsense that's going on nowadays. I don't know what the catalyst is going to be, and I think it's going to be the Farmageddon, but something, there's going to be an inflection point somewhere at some time where the 30% of Donald Trump's base is going to have to accept reality as it is,
yeah,
and not this fantasy land that, you know, they keep pitching them. Like, there's only so much that you can pee on me and tell me it's raining before I'll be like, no, you guys ate asparagus.
Yeah.
I can smell it.
Ew.
Is it me? Don't you feel like we've hit 11 billion inflection points already? That it should have been enough? But, yeah. I mean, those protests, though, Jody, that's what 37% approval rating looks like and 60-something disapproval, yeah, right?
Exactly.
They can spin it however they want, but okay. 29 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce, Rachel Bitticoffer, all coming up on The Big Shoe.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I heard Speaker Mike Johnson
refer to a Hate America rally, but that one already happened on January 6th, 2021, where thousands and thousands of people were incited by Donald Trump to storm the U.S. Capitol and attacking our police officers. More than 140 of them were wounded and injured as they drove the members of the House and the Senate out of our chambers.
Oh, by the way, one of the pardoned January 6th violent criminals, I believe, was just arrested for threatening to kill Hakeem Jeffries. Oh, because, Jody, did you know both sides do it? Okay. All right.
They do? Mm-hmm. Since when?
Joel from Western New York, where mom is from, said, Steph, Western New Yorker, no, my favorite inflatable at the Buffalo March was a chicken with a sign that read, no kings, just wings.
Okay.
That's very Buffalo.
Oh,
fantastic.
Now, do you have it with blue cheese or ranch?
Yes. Do people keep throwing blue cheese on him? I don't know.
I think people have moved more towards ranch, though, than blue cheese.
Oh, yes. That's good, too.
Uh-huh.
All right. Chris and I have had our 11 billionth musical dispute of our lives. But I love the No Kings 2.0. It's also because it is the visuals. But it's just, it will lift you up again. Just
No Kings, No Thrones, No Way, No Crown. Get the hell out, you MAGA clowns. We won't stop until freedom rings. No crowns, no thrones, no way. No kings, no crowns.
And there's pictures and video of all over the country.
It's all AI. It is all AI.
Okay,
it's not actual footage.
I don't care. It
and it's
me
obviously
up.
AI.
You're such a buzzkill.
Well, I do. I want to be cautious about how often we promote AI use on this show because
right.
Not to
because I'm not even here this morning.
Right.
This is AI.
The granola munching hippie that I am inside. It uses. It's really bad on the environment.
I just saw a report this morning that. The BBC, I think it was yesterday, had this special on AI and all of that and different news reports from across the world. And at the end, they dropped the bomb and said, everything in this special was created with AI. Nobody knew it until the end.
Yeah.
So,
but there were a lot of actual videos, TikToks and things from different cities that people posted.
And that's great. This video wasn't one of them.
I don't care. I like the song, and it inspired me. It lifted me up.
It's a terrible song.
You also like...
You know what? You didn't even make It's a New Day. You didn't even make It's a New Day into a bump, did you?
It's a New Day is a bump, and it's an awful song.
I wanted to do what I'm told. When Obama was reelected, Jody, in 2012, this was our first big musical dispute.
New Day.
I remember this. Giant buzz-killing.
Will.i.am has written some great songs. That isn't one of them.
Well, I was all Black Eyed Peed up from the 2008 Obama Black Eyed Peed song, and I was, fired up.
It's a real person. At least it's a real person.
Yeah, I was fired up and ready to go. Buzzkill. Okay. You know what I need? I need some hope now. I need my Homo of Hope. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Seth.
Good morning, homos.
Good morning. It's
Jody
a new day
on the show, and. It is a new day, and Bella with a Z without an otter, and to camera boy Lonnie from the politics bar.
Listen, he'll do it. Don't outsource his job, for God's sake.
The politics bar.
Thank you, Lonnie.
The politics bar. We can bar off. Okay, so No Kings was great. Jody's so close, yet so far.
Just across the street, man. Just literally across the street.
And I walked by, like, your corner, so because we crossed the street many times, and so we walked by. My great moment, I had a great moment with Tyne Daly.
Nice.
She looked
really?
At my sign, and she just
was
loved
she there with
it.
Her husband, just, Javi? Was Javi there? Was Javi there?
No.
Javi
was not there, but so she liked my, the only king I won is Carole King sign.
You guys were hogging all the celebrities. I didn't see anybody.
Jenny Jewel was there. I
interviewed a banana at the Hollywood one. I didn't get no.
Well, the stars don't live in Hollywood. They live in Studio City.
You got the second banana.
Hey, come on.
Okay. So the Trump ballroom. I think when the next Democrat president is in, which will be soon, if they can't tear it down. They need to turn that into like a big DEI office, you know, to the place where we undo all his damage.
Yeah.
Yes. And, yeah. Oh, by the way, on the way home from the march, my Homo of Hope hubby and I, mm-hmm. we stopped at the Antifa
the hubby of hope?
Headquarters. Yeah, the hubby of hope.
As it were.
Yeah. We picked up our George Soros checks.
Oh, good. Oh, you're the one hogging all them. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I am. I'm
just saying, I'm so sick of that talking point. No one's getting paid. Oh, they keep saying it.
Oh, so insane. Oh, and a message, Jody, for your mom. Mm-hmm. I still want to remind her that she really does need to play Lindsay Halligan, especially with this, you know, like when they do the Netflix series. Like, nobody could play Lindsay Halligan like your mom.
You know who thinks that's a good idea? Your mom. Oh, all right. I don't know. I keep
trying.
All right.
She said
He liked it. He liked it. He got the skit.
Mikey, he liked it.
Yeah, got a lot of great ideas on Threads. Kate says when all this is over, we should sue Trump's estate to pay for the restoration of the East Wing and the mm-hmm. Rose Garden. A lot of people had a lot of fifis about this. Brian said the shocking demolition of the East Wing, Trump's dysfunctional government shutdown, and his poop jet video are just three of the many distractions from the Epstein files. Keep your foot on the gas. It's really true, but I think it's hard because you have to give him credit for being such a... monumental poll that he just thinks of something more awful and new to do every day. Yep. Yes. Oh, by the way, speaking of comedy and your mom. I see. Whenever Trump does something awful and horrible and divisive and immature, Mike Johnson's there. Hey, Mike Johnson's literally under the poop lane going, more please, yum, yum, yum. Can I have a spoon? Reporter said, what does it say that the president of the United States over the weekend released a video of him pooping on the American people? Johnson, the president used his social media to make a point. You can argue he's probably the most effective person who ever used social media. Oh, my God, they're such suck-ups. Oh, he's using satire to make a point.
No.
What? How is that funny? No. It's not even funny to an 8-year-old. No. Maybe an 8-year-old. Mm. And then he said he's not calling for the murder of his political opponents, and that's what these people are doing. Did you see that at any of these rallies? Nobody was calling for his murder. These signs were smart and funny and joyful. This is like how they keep mischaracterizing this. There were zero arrests except of maggots mm-hmm. that were trying to cause trouble. Oh, are you going to make me listen to him? Okay, fine. Fine.
Let's see.
Fine. Yeah. Mike Johnson.
Does it say that the President of the United States over the weekend released a video of him pooping on the American people?
You can argue he's probably the most effective person who's ever used social media for that. He is using satire to make a point.
Is that what
he is not calling for the murder of his political opponents.
Oh, my what? God. He said what they're doing right now is different. They're trying to incite violence, and that's not funny. Trying to incite violence? I'm like, what? I didn't see one, and I watched a ton of videos and saw tons of pictures. There was nobody inciting violence. That's what they can't stand, is it's over 7 million people, zero arrests of any protesters. It was mm-hmm. zero violence, mm-hmm. except from, you know, the maggots you knew were going to go in to try to incite violence. I mean, it's just, please, sir, can I have some more? That's him standing under the poop lane with a spoon, Mike Johnson. Okay.
Wow. Grindr didn't crash either.
Pardon me?
Grindr didn't crash either during our protests.
No.
As it does for Republican gatherings? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we're all not a bunch of hypocrites. Yeah. By the way, Bob with a good point. 60 Minutes should have pulled that fable about Kushner and Witkoff, because by the time it aired, both sides had violated the ceasefire. Shame on them.
Yeah.
This is Barry Weiss's new
edict.
Right? Yeah. CBS. Uh-huh. It's like, because she's so, pro-Israel. Let's get the Netanyahu and the to right of Netanyahu point of view on 60 Minutes. That's what this was, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that was her first get was Netanyahu himself, and then it's like somebody doing Netanyahu's talking points. I mean, it's...
Leslie Stahl did try to ask tough questions, though, so I have to give props to Leslie Stahl.
How'd that go?
I'm not going to throw Leslie Stahl under the bus because she was kind of...
Oh, by the way, our friend Alpha Liberal Mike Nellis says 172 million. We didn't even do Let Him Eat Cake Part 2. We just did the giant ballroom that's destroyed our house.
Yeah.
172 million to Christy Noem so she can have two private jets.
I don't know, is this just bad politics during
a shutdown? And I've heard they're starting a food bank for air traffic controllers at some airport because, you know, obviously there's a ton of shutdowns and delays and stuff with the FAA. It's just the what do they call that? The optics of this.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
$200 million to build Trump a ballroom, $40 billion to bail out Argentina for a MAGA billionaire, but no bailout for soybean farmers crushed by tariffs, no support for families drowning in grocery prices, no help for anyone who can't find a job in this economy. You know, Mike's always so good on just the retail politics of all this.
Yeah.
That I hope, Jody, all of those people turn into voters because I get that that's the important thing. Is I think this gives us solidarity, gives us hope, it gives us, and also I think it sends a message to all the people caving, law firms, universities, whatever. I mean, look what happened with Jimmy Kimmel. You know, yeah. We were able to get Jimmy Kimmel back within a week, right? Mm-hmm. You know who was happy about that?
Jimmy Kimmel?
Your mom. Just kidding.
She actually was.
All right,
was.
I was going to do that.
Yeah.
I know, of course she was.
They're friends.
I'm just going to pound that joke into the ground.
It's really bad.
It was the worst use of a your mama joke I've ever
really
heard.
It really was. It was dumb.
I just, of all the destruction of this great country of ours, what they're doing to comedy, oh God, it's just.
Oh, I don't know that you can call that comedy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I can't even identify it as comedy. And I'm like, oh, I can't even identify it as an attempt to be funny.
I mean, at least
I try and fail on the daily, as you remind
me.
But,
I mean,
you know, and every now and again something lands.
Sometimes it's doughy, but other times she's
a little scattershot.
Hits it out of the park.
Yeah.
Every now and then you hit it out of the park.
Keep trying. And
he looks so surprised. I'm 25 years now, and he's always like, oh, did you say something funny? Buzzkill. Okay. Jilly with a good point, Jody. She said, destroying the White House is meant to break your spirit. It is no coincidence this news is coming on the Monday following mass protests in the streets. He's an embarrassed narcissist and it's textbook abuse. That and the George Santos pardon, I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore. By the way, the disabled veteran, he stole money from him and his dog spoke out. He said, I was really just sick to my stomach for the president of the United States to stick me in the gut with a knife and every other veteran and every other military member to get a knife in the gut. He knifed Holocaust victims, Holocaust survivors, 9/11 survivors, victims. By letting this guy out this early, he should have done at least half of his 7 years. This is disgraceful. It's shameful and a disgrace, and I'm almost ashamed that I serve my country now. This is not the country I've raised my hand three times to reenlist for. That man disrespects the military and veterans and just about everyone that doesn't wear a red hat every single day. He's a walking middle finger. This is the disabled veteran who says Santos raised $3,000 for his dying service dog's vet bill and then pocketed the money. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Batman villains aren't this bad. The shoot the puppy in the face director of Homeland Security. This guy, it's just. And can I just say what's making me insane, Jody? I always say this, but he, in his long thing pardoning him, he went on and on about, you know, Dick Denang Blumenthal did far worse. First of all, Senator Blumenthal didn't do anything illegal. George Santos pled guilty to several crimes.
Yeah.
And was ordered to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars of restitution. Thank you.
I'm going to have to do that now.
Oh, my God. How many times can we say it? I don't know the whole every in and out of the Senator Blumenthal story. Yes. He probably let a misrepresentation stand that he shouldn't have. But the point is, he did serve. He said he served during Vietnam. You know, obviously, people thought he meant in Vietnam. That's not even in the same universe of what George Santos did. Senator Blumenthal didn't defraud anyone. And also, coming from 5-time bone spurs, you know, draft dodger Donald Trump is going to. Senator Blumenthal did serve. He served. So to keep using him as some. Okay. All right. I'm done. I'm going to be over here settling.
Nice seeing you.
Mommy's really in a mood. In a mood. Not from you.
Okay. Oh!
My.
It's like, you know what it's like? It's like hugging a Rock'em Sock'em robot. That's how hard he is. He's just like a big, like, gee. Look at him. Block of meat. 40. I mean, in a nice way. You know you'd like it.
I can't help it.
You like it, meat. 48. Oh, that's what's his name? Bull Durham. He called the dumb catcher meat.
It has been 30 years since I've seen that movie. Seen that movie. Sorry.
It feels like just yesterday when I lost my period. Okay, 49.
Where you lost it? Do you need to find
what
it?
What are you laughing at over there?
No, you. You lost it.
You lost it?
No, you just.
It's missing.
No,
is it missing? Missing? Do we need to find it?
Yes, yeah, it's down near Brainerd.
It got tired of your BS and left.
Like, all right. You childless loser. If you're not having a baby, we're just out of here. Door slam.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what
my vagina slamming
right.
shut.
Yeah.
I was looking for a door slam.
She's getting ready for the break.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She has work
Never
to
mind
do.
Then. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show, brought to you by me waking up with a little scritch or something. You know, a lot of times goes to my throat and I lose my voice. That's not good for radio.
Right.
You know what helps? Z-Pak knocks that right out. What I'm saying is you got choices when you wake up sick and you know your body. You can tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait hours at urgent care with just God knows what else you're going to come out of there with. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription and open up my medical emergency kit like mine right here. Looky here. Start on the right meds, nip it in the bud right away. It is not a first aid kit. Doctor-prescribed meds in there to, for all kinds of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. I feel like I'm Oprah giving out diseases. You get bronchitis and you get... Okay, what you get is a doctor's easy guide to tell you exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor. No more waiting at the pharmacy. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
You want to get nuts? Come on! Let's get nuts.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, every Sunday morning, my puppies and I pile onto the couch, coffee in hand, cartoons on, wrapped in the softest blanket we own, the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's plush, textured, and honestly feels like a cloud hug. And when it's time for bed, that's when Cozy Earth takes comfort to another level. Their bamboo sheets transform my sleep. Made from viscose from bamboo, they're temperature regulating and moisture wicking, so I actually sleep cooler. Silky smooth, breathable, built to last. It's like slipping into luxury every single night. Plus, you can try them risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Upgrade the place you spend the most time, your bed. Visit CozyEarth.com. My code is Stephanie for up to 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Because home isn't just where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth one more time. That's CozyEarth.com. Don't forget to type in Stephanie for that 20% off. CozyEarth.com.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Speaking of funny videos, have you seen the Adele backup singers one where they're singing all nonsense words? It's so funny.
That was funny.
All right. You know what? This is a brief story about the petting zoo now has two parents. Bonnie and Clyde have been exposed to a heterosexual home now. Both Lonnie and Jody are here. Mm-hmm. And see, Clyde right away chooses the beaver this morning. He's chosen the stuffed beaver.
Attaboy.
Yeah. When he's just, you know, has a little bit of nice traditional beaver. Home. Heterosexual influence over there.
Nice beaver.
It is a nice beaver. I just had it stuffed. Okay. All right. Maybe I was grooming them into the homosexual lifestyle.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
All right. Well, Bonnie's eating it too, so I don't know what to tell you about all that. But
well,
fluid.
You know, she learned it by
watching
you.
Bunch of DEI
you.
Going
She's
on
fluid.
Over there. Pardon?
She's fluid.
She learned it by watching you.
You shush. Hi.
What?
Wait, there was the LEI that you had.
Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hi, good morning. I was at the Chicago No Kings. It's extremely heartening. I do think that the numbers have been underreported, though.
Yeah.
But I want to say I was not able to listen to the show nor call in because I was in Elwood, Illinois, attending one of my longest and dearest friends' internment.
Right.
He was a veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq, and you know, over 40 years of service. And I have to say, you know, Stephanie, you know this, the military funerals are, I mean, it's beyond anything that I've ever experienced. It was the most emotional day of my life. But I have to say, and you know, I feel so bad for his brother, who had to receive a certificate signed by this absolute abomination of a president.
Yeah.
I don't know how we get out of this. I don't know what it's going to take for people to wake up. I don't know what it's going to take for our mainstream media to stop reporting any of this as normal.
By the way,
it is
Karen,
infuriating.
And you're right. Anytime I see anything from Arlington, I tear up from my dad's, you know, funeral there was, you know, a zillion years ago. But, you know, just him being a Nuremberg prosecutor, Jody, I swear to God, Mike Nellis said another day, another political story about a Republican operative talking about being a Nazi in a private group chat. Mm-hmm. This time it's Trump's nominee to lead the Office of Special Counsel. I'll say it again. If Republicans want to stop being called Nazis, stop hiring them.
Yeah.
My dad and a whole generation of World War II vets would be just appalled.
Absolutely.
58 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce and Rachel Bitticoff are all coming up on The Big Show.
W MDX, Madison, living side by side with Sandhill Cranes.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and podcast host Jimmy Pardo, then Mission 1 Billion co-founders Rex Sykes and Rocky Wagenhurst join the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers. The consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 3 weeks into the government shutdown, Republican senators are expected to head to the White House today. They've got a group lunch with President Trump. On November 1st, supplemental food benefits for low-income Americans will be cut off because of the shutdown. Also November 1st, open enrollment for those Obamacare begins without government help paying for premiums. The president of the Louvre will appear before France's Senate Culture Committee today, talking about the brazen jewel heist on Sunday. ABC's James Longman has the latest from Paris.
Grand moment d'émotion, un grand moment de bouleversement.
France's culture minister calling the raid an attack on French history and culture, and that the thieves spent just 3 minutes and 50 seconds inside the Apollo Gallery. The race is on to find eight of France's priceless crown jewels. The thieves did leave behind their gloves, gasoline, and a blowtorch. All now undergoing DNA analysis.
Amid reports of predators online, investigators in Florida are demanding access to Roblox. This is ABC News.